Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 8 with verses 23 through 27. He got into a boat and his disciples followed him. Suddenly a violent storm came up on the sea so that the boat was being swamped by waves. But Jesus was asleep. They came and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us. We are perishing." He said to them, "Why are you terrified, O you of little faith?" Then he got up, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was great calm. The men were amazed and said, "What sort of man is this, whom even the winds and the sea obey?" I too am amazed at the lack of faith. I witness people asking the Lord for help when they aren't seeking Him first and encounter a tragedy that disrupts their daily life. Of surplus, unwilling to recognize just how excessive they are, but still seeking God secondhand, like the smoke we encounter from the cancer suckers of air in a city square. I too once was that way, never thinking of the Lord until it was too late to pray, until one day I awoke with a sheet around my neck, running from the trauma that made me seek disrespect. I wanted to die over dispelling the shame, unwilling to discuss what had happened or remain, stuck in the instance of wanting to retaliate rather than begin to become sane. It was a tail I was chasing like a dog in the rain. I couldn't overcome the lost feeling of pain until God sought me to be a witness to His miracles to gain. Jesus can and will rebuke the winds of any storm you seem to be hiding from. Jesus can make you see the beauty of redemption that will allow you to fulfill His will in all things. What does this mean? It means Jesus will guide you to practice His word daily, understanding how to pray and talk to Him about anything He asks you to proclaim, seeking the souls who are still running from the game of living excess, seeking fortune and fame without blame. This is a life of placing God first, wanting what Jesus wants, as the joy of peace secured. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty, as we pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our sister-in-law, Carmen. She's healing from a stroke. She's the grandmother of Brittany, who we speak healing prayers for daily, who overcame brain cancer. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for Holy Mother in the name of Louie. And daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma. Prayers for our friend and his wife for a baby to be born. Lord, we ask that you bless this family. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from a study of Matthew's Gospel. Our practice today was in verses 23 through 27. We have a three stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Perishing Are We, Lord, Frightened? Jesus, followed by disciples into a boat, sea encountered storm, violent, suddenly stoked, waves swamped vessel, scared, They wouldn't float. Asleep was Jesus. Him they went and awoke. They all screamed, "Us save, Lord," begging aloud. "Perishing are we, Lord, frightened and not proud. Terrified you all, why?" From a small lightning storm cloud. "Faith little you all before I got on board with this crowd." He stood up and rebuked the sea and wind. Calm great was there. Every disciple showed a grin. This man was who? All amazed were the men. Obey even the sea and the wind. Our Messiah will defend. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's 2023, January 20th of 2023. I'm recording this morning at 5:16 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, thank heavens for 7-Eleven today as we close in honoring prayer to our good friends John and Marie. God bless you, too. So we're looking forward to the name of Jesus. Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more about supporting our ministry at universalutterings.org. We close in the name of Jesus, as we do each day. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thanks for joining us. God bless you. In Jesus' sweet name. Amen.